Black Love Reigns Supreme is the title of an upcoming stage production by Praise Productions. This multidisciplinary theatrical production with a 90s R&B vibe is an intimate adaptation of all that black love encompasses, creatively crafted as a love letter to black love. Oh, this production encourages the audience to explore love in all of its definitions, compilations, and complexities within the black community. It's all happening May 3rd and 4th at the Riva and David Logan Center at the 915 East 60th Street. My guest is Anaressa Lynette, CEO and founder of Praise Productions. Hello, CEO Anaressa Lynette. So good to have you on with us today.
Good afternoon. I'm so excited to be on with you today.
Yeah, this is really, you know what? I just did a segment that was, you know, kind of took me down a little bit because it was this beautiful black woman who's a teacher in Virginia. And she had little girls and boys, I mean, you know, well, teenagers, that just felt it was necessary to come up to her and call her the N-word or monkey and tell her she doesn't belong there. And she was the only black English teacher at the school, so she finally resigned. And if we started to love ourselves more, we wouldn't even have to, we would not even put up with a lot of the nonsense that we see out there. That is to me. I just think that if we just loved ourselves more, and there are a lot of folks in our community that have dealt with so much trauma and Anaressa.
Absolutely.
And, you know, until you actually address that trauma, you can't love yourself and you can't love anybody else the way you or someone else should be loved. Tell me, what was the catalyst for this production? Why now?
Well, I think anytime you're dealing with art, it should reflect the times, as Nina Simone once said. And I think it's always time and it's always necessary for us to celebrate and highlight black culture, black community, in our people. And so, like as you said, with everything that's going on and continuously goes on and the things, different things that we as a black people have to face, is like, when do we ever get to really take ownership of our own narratives and really provide platform to celebrate our love and our people? And so with this show, I just wanted black people to feel so seen and heard and cared about. And that's where we came up with Black Love Reigns Supreme.
Yeah, I really like the title of that, Black Love Reigns Supreme. How long have you been working on this production?
So it's been about a year. So we just wrapped up. Our organization was awarded the inaugural Millennium Park Residency. So last June, we produced Call Her By Name on the Pritzker stage. And then right after that, we started working on Black Love Reigns Supreme. And the title was very intentional because I thought about the different types of love. And, you know, we think about agape, which is more God love, spiritual love. And as a black woman, I was like, okay, after God's love, if I had to pick, I would have to say black love is the second highest.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like when we love each other, as you said, as we love ourselves, we love one another, we have already seen that we're unstoppable as a people. And so it's really getting to back to the root of who we are as black people, which, you know, is community. That's our foundation, family, and getting back to really loving ourselves and knowing where we come from and who we are. And I think when we really focus on that, like I said, that's what's going to really push the forward momentum of black people in our culture.
And, you know, we need to celebrate ourselves because, like I was saying with my last guest, she wasn't being celebrated. And she said that, and she said after, you know, she put in her resignation, of course, they locked her out of all the portals and everything, and she didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to her students. And the only thing that they pulled out of that resignation letter, well, then if you don't feel safe here, then you shouldn't come back. With all that she said in that letter, the only thing that they saw in that resignation letter is not a human being that was hurting or someone that said, I hear you, I see you. It was, well, if you don't feel safe, then you shouldn't come back here. And I just, when she told me that, I just kind of reeled at that because, no, she wasn't in her right space. And when you're not in the right space, it messes with your spirit.
Absolutely.
It messes with your spirit. So I celebrate what you're doing with this production. I actually got really, because when I came to the part where you said about love, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. It sounds sweet. So tell me about the characters, or, is it mostly music? Tell me something about the play.
So with Praise Productions, we have a very unique approach to presenting art. So we always have story and continuity. All of our shows are socially conscious. And with this show, like with all of our shows, it's heavy dance. So we have a professional dance company comprised of all women of color, Rise Pro Elite Company, where we highlight and celebrate Black women and really galvanize that next set of Black women in leadership within the arts. And then we also have a performing arts academy where our youth are also going to be performing within the show. We have talented and professional musicians. We will have singers, spoken word artists, and also visual arts. So it's multidisciplinary. So the story is told through dance, music, spoken word, and visual arts. And
I love
that. Take the audience through that story. It's like the description said, we take you guys through a love letter to Black love.
I love that. I mean, the love letter to Black love, something we don't hear or see very, I think about all of the rom-coms that we have been watching over the years, Love Actually, all of these different things. And
exactly.
They never have any Black love. There hasn't been a Black love rom-com since the 90s, that I can think of. And we used to see a lot of that. We've got to get back. You know what? We're just out of order, and it's time for us to get back into order. Tell people, Absolutely. How do they buy tickets? And because it happens May 3rd and 4th at the Reba and David Logan Center at 915 East 60th Street. Where do we go? What's the website?
Yes, visit our website, praiseproductions.com. That's praise with a Z. PRAIZE Productions with a S.com. And then you buy your tickets. We have general admission. VIP is going to be a celebration. We also have an art installation. So the minute you walk into the Reba and David Logan Center, you're going to be immersed in all pictures all throughout the corridor of Black love.
Oh,
so
I love that.
Before you even sit in the seat, you're going to be wrapped into this whole story. So we really want for Black people to feel, like I said, celebrated, seen, heard, and we're using the arts in order to do so. So I'm really excited. Make sure you buy your tickets and come out May 3rd and 4th.
All righty. What a pleasure to meet you. I can just feel your Black love come just emanating all through you.
Thank you.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. And again, give the website one more time.
PraiseProductions.com, praise with a Z, PRAIZE, productions with a S.com.
All righty then. I look forward to meeting you, Anna Russa.